are so deeply at the foundations of Braveheart that it may be easy to overlook their importance at first. William Wallace's mother does not appear in the story. She has passed away before we meet the main characters. What the boy feels is the absence of a woman's touch in his life. He has only a father and a brother and male friends. When he loses his father and brother, he is profoundly alone. I remember writing this part of the story. I was sitting at my computer keyboard in a quiet place in my home, just as I am right now. I had not planned the scene. The story had just led me to it. Contrary to the conventional wisdom taught in most every film school I know, I had no outline when I began writing Braveheart. I wrote that the boy is standing alone at the new fresh graves of his father and brother, and the only family he knows are in that ground. I remember thinking, no one would want to approach him. Who would know what to say? And all the neighbors would know that to move to him would be to take possession of responsibility for raising a boy who is willful and would bring trouble, since he is the son of a father who was known to be rebellious. Then it struck me that the one who would ignore such fears, or not possess them at all, would be a child. And then it struck me that it would be a girl. William has a best friend, the burly boy named Hamish. But Hamish is standing with his own father, and feeling all the grief and sadness warriors feel when they lose one of their own. But the girl, ah, the girl. She looks back. She can feel young William's isolation. She alone finds it unbearable. She stops, looks up at her mother, and sees the sadness in her face. She picks a flower, runs back to the boy alone at the grave, looks into his eyes, and gives it to him. And he remembers this for the rest of his life. It took my breath away when that happened. My fingers were typing the words, but I had not seen them coming. It was the same when I wrote of William Wallace's returning home, fully grown after his time away with Uncle Argyle. I don't believe anyone has ever asked me why William Wallace comes home in Braveheart. His house is a ruin, his property neglected, and most everyone there has forgotten him. Why does he come home? Because he has never forgotten her. I did understand that when I wrote it. But once again, the story surprised me. William approaches Murren and finds the courage to ask her to go for a ride with him. They have a beautiful time together, spent mostly in silence. When he brings her back home, she wants something special to happen. A kiss, a conversation, something. But he can't bring himself to say or do anything like that. I remember that exact moment, too, sitting at the keyboard. I completely understood the awkwardness that both of them felt. I felt that something important needed to happen, but I had no idea what it was. Then I thought, he'd give her something. And as I often do when writing, I started with that thread and wrote, he reaches out and takes her hand and gives her. I didn't know what it was that he would give her, and then it came. He gives her the flower that he has saved all those years. He was telling her, in a way words could not convey, how much she means to him. And she understands. Suddenly, fully, and beautifully, she understands. That is who women are.